When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
You're listening to End Time World News. End Time World News is an independent alternative news and media organization dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day, folks. We are a podcast about everyday life, hope, Jesus Christ, news, world events, and also the second coming of our Lord, Jesus Christ. So I hope that helps you. I'm your host, Eric, and today's news is from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And today, folks, I want to bring you this article to all my friends out there, my believers, brothers and sisters in Christ. This article about a group down in Ecuador that is starting a petition against the mandatory COVID-19 vaccination in Ecuador. So there's a group starting a petition, and that's a good thing. We could take note here in the States, in the United States. I have been blessed, and I hope there's lots of you are as well, to be in a state whereby the COVID-19, if you will, laws and rules is these elite people force it upon the citizens of that state. I've been blessed to be in a state of Florida whereby it's a little more relaxed down here, just to say the least. Or in other words, the government is not tyrannical the way it is, say, in California, New York, up in Michigan, and some of the, if you will, Democratic-ran states. So I've been very blessed in that area. So let's get into today's article. Today's article, again, comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. The headline reads as follows: Group starts petition against mandatory COVID-19 vaccination in Ecuador. Ecuador's Working Group Against COVID Vaccination Discrimination started the petition against mandatory vaccinations in the country. The petition also seeks to prevent any form of discrimination for those who exercise their right to say no to the experimental coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine. This petition has also been created as an urgent response to almost unimaginable attempt and bureaucratic overreach by various parts of the Ecuador's government to effectively make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for all. Such a measure is unacceptable on every level. The people behind the petition wrote, "They sign that they even choose to get vaccinated should still be against the horrific precedent some governments that are attempting to set, which makes every citizen or resident accept state-mandated injections whenever they're deemed to be necessary." According to the petitioners, the proposed direction of Ecuador's government and its related subordinates as illegal, immoral, and fundamentally criminal. Mandatory vaccination violates Ecuador's constitution. They wrote that mandatory vaccinations against Ecuador's constitution at many levels, at least, which is not as a creation of lower class citizens, will not be able to be legally function, shop, travel, live normally within Ecuador. In addition, they stated mandatory vaccinations also violate human rights, noting that the freedoms of choice to accept or reject medical treatment is one of the oldest human rights. The group said in person that it must retain the right for personal sovereignty over a choice what does go into their body. Mandatory vaccinations also contradict underpinning of the horrific Hippocratic Oath, which is to do no harm. The petitioners also noted that hundreds of thousands of serious adverse effects have been reported worldwide in people who otherwise are healthy prior to receiving COVID-19 vaccinations. And let me just say, folks, real quickly, I should have said it at the start. My apologies sincerely. My disclaimer, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, or a healthcare professional. However, under the Freedom of Information Act and the First Amendment free speech, I can bring you this news and information, or alternative news and information under those acts here in the United States. I have to say that disclaimer, folks, so that the IE, the Internet police, does not take me off the air. They're dying and chomping at the bit to take creators much larger than me, at least in this podcast, off the air. And again, I bring this to all the folks that are Christians and non-Christians out there. I hope you're hearing this. And again, a link will be down below in the article for you to read at your leisure in your own content, your own time and context. But again, are you hearing this, folks? Are you hearing this? I'm trying to go very slow so that you can grasp this. Ecuador, and you'll say that, well, okay, that's down in South America. Ergo, I don't care what goes on. I'm up here in New York City, or I'm up here in Florida, or I'm over here in California, or wherever, or Oregon, or Cincinnati, Ohio. I don't care about that crap. You know, somebody will say something like that. Well, folks, I'm just going to tell you that somebody might say something like that and think that this Mark of the Beast system will not come to you. I'm here to tell you otherwise it will. It's already starting here in the United States. It's already starting with the government workers are mandating shots. All government employees shall have the vax. Walmart's doing the same thing. Big corporations, Google's doing the same thing. Facebook's doing the same thing. What's their name? I'm trying to think. Chase, actually, I think Chase Bank is starting the same thing. There's a lot of big Charles Schwab investments based out of New York starting the same thing. A lot of big corporations and companies are doing that. If you don't take the shot, you can't go to work. And somebody's like, well, Eric, you know, I'll just stay home. Well, that's fine. But these big companies are going to request that you come in person at some point in time, folks. And so this little game of charades is going to be over at some point in time. And again, I expect through the good grace of God that we can all get through this through Jesus Christ, folks, because it's coming. This Mark of the Beast system's coming. They want to depopulate the entire world. In other words, they want to get rid of about 7.5 billion people in the world, folks. If we have 8 billion people, they want to get rid of, you know, almost 98% of the world here, because they think that we are the problem. And who is we? We, as in you and me, and Christians and non-Christians listening to this podcast, the human race, who are they? They are the elite. They are the elite. They're governed by Satan. These are, as I've covered in other podcasts, two or three weeks ago, I covered in a podcast. These are the Rothschilds family. These are the Bilderberg. These are the Bilderberg group. These are the Rothschilds family. These are the Rockefellers, especially, primarily the Rockefellers and Rothschilds family. They are behind this evil. They are behind this. These people unfortunately, are Satanist. Unfortunately, they believe in depopulation. They believe to exterminate the human race. This is what they want to do with this vaccine, folks. So now Ecuador is trying to make this, different parts of Ecuador trying to make this mandatory. I'm telling you right now, folks, I'm telling you as a brother in Christ out to everyone listening to this, they've already trying to do it down in New Zealand, and they've almost done it. They're already trying to do it over in Australia. There is some pushback. There is some things. Paris, France is the same thing with the vaccine passport. This is what they do, folks. They will cut you off just like the frog boiling in the pot. As you increase the temperature of the pot, you put the frog in boiling water. You don't put him in boiling water at first. You put him in cold water. Then you turn up the burner, set the pot on the stove, turn up the burner, and little by little by little, the frog boils. By the time the frog notices, because you only increase the temperature 1 or 2 degrees every so many minutes, the frog doesn't know he's actually boiling. Then he boils to death. This is the same thing that I'm trying to help you understand, folks. This is exactly what they're doing. They're trying to boil the human race. They're trying to extinguish all of humanity, but about 500 a million people. They want to get rid of about almost 7.5 billion people. So you have to understand, this is Satan at work. Satan is running rampant. Satan is controlling these elite families, which are running the world. Again, the Rothschilds family, Jacob Rothschild and David Rothschild and company. Now it's Benjamin Rothschild and the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rockefeller family. Total depopulation. This is what they're doing. This is what they want to do. This is what they want to get rid of all humanity. You have to understand, folks, there's only one way out of this. This is through Jesus Christ. God Almighty through Jesus Christ. Nobody comes to the Father except through me, through Jesus. And that's what you have to understand, folks. This is the mark of the beast system, folks. And he causeth, I go to Revelation, as I have been for a long time now. I keep harping on this and harping on this and just begging you, please, please listen. This is in Revelation. King James Version, but you can find it in any Bible, Revelation chapter 13, and I'm going to reread this again for the 10th or 15th time. Doesn't matter if I have to do this 10,000 times, folks. I want you to wake up, please, as a brother in Christ, and to wake up my brothers and sisters out here. We are living in the end days. And I read from Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, and here we go. Once again, and he causeth big and small, great, rich, and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy, sell, say he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of the man, and his number is 666, or in other words, 666. So you have to understand, folks, this evil, this demon, Satan, he's working all around the world. He's working through members of Congress right now as we speak. He's working through presidents and prime minister, kings and queens, dictators, and just ordinary people all over the world in different power positions, leadership positions, people that run a country, even like over there in France with Macron. He is the president. Well, that's not going so good right now because the French people don't want that and don't like that, and they shouldn't. And let's just say throughout history, I'm a little bit of a history buff here. That hasn't usually worked out very good in French history, folks. I'm trying to lighten this so that you take me serious, but I'm also trying to throw in a little bit of humor injected in the conversation here, folks. That hasn't really worked out very good in France when they've had a dictator king and queen. Usually that goes, it usually doesn't end up very good for that. They usually end up kind of losing their top or losing their head, so to speak, if you know what I mean. They end up seeing the guillotine over there in France. That was the last time that you had a massive dictator over there that tried telling the French people what to do. and ordering them around and treating them like slaves and stuff like that. And this is what's going on. This is part of the beast system. And people will argue with me, folks. They'll keep arguing. They'll go, well, Eric, well, come on. It's not being shot in your right hand and in your forehead. So it's just a shot. But you have to understand, folks, I've been following COVID for almost a year, year and a half on another podcast that I own and I do. The shot is graphene oxide. It gets in your body. It's highly toxic, highly poisonous. It can cause anything from heart attacks to strokes to autoimmune disease, everything and anything in between. It can cause many blood clots and strokes throughout the body that are almost undetectable until you find out and you're rushed to an ER and you find out you have something in your brain and they have to operate because it's almost undetectable. This is the graphene oxide. But also along with the graphene oxide, there's also a nanoparticles that they put in these shots, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, doesn't matter. They're all the same. They put graphene oxide and also the nanoparticles. I think the ratio was, and I posted that again a couple weeks ago, of a research firm down in Spain, I do believe, and La Quinta Coloma, matter of fact, is the exact name of the research team that actually found that out. There's graphene oxide, I think 98 or 99%, then 1 to 2% nanoparticles. The nanoparticles, folks, go in your body where the graphene might, and I do say might very loosely, be able to flush out of your body to maybe keep you around a little longer if you've already taken the shot. But the nanoparticles are going to stay in your body, folks. There's nothing you can do. The nanoparticles can enter your body, and the nanoparticles can and will change your genes and your DNA. So what I'm trying to say is basically, if you took the shot, I pray for you. I love you. If you didn't take the shot, I pray for you and I love you just the same. I don't want anybody to die. I want to try to save as many people as possible listening to this podcast. I want you to just listen up. Let me finish this article, folks, and then we'll get to the prayer here at the end. The group also pointed out that mandatory vaccinations go against international declarations. Ecuador is a signatory of these, include the United Nations Educational, Scientific, Culture Organization, or UNESCO 2005 or 2005, Universal Declaration of Bioethics and Human Rights, Declaration of Helsinki, the Nuremberg Code, 1966, International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights in 1966, International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. It's abundantly clear that the COVID-19 vaccine should be optional, never compulsory, petitioners said. And that's very, very, very true. They made it clear that they're not questioning the right to determination of people who volunteered to be vaccinated or who wanted to be vaccinated. Our objections and protest are due to Ecuadorian government's attempt to violate the rights of men, women, and children who do not wish to be vaccinated. And we remind authorities and citizens they can refuse proposed measures and are legally empowered to resist said measures of illegal, unconstitutional, dictatorial, fascist under the protection of Article 98 of Ecuador's constitution, the petitioners said. Ecuador is looking to vaccinate 9 million people in 100 days. Wow, that's going to be interesting. Ecuador is in the middle of the drive to vaccinate 9 million people against the coronavirus in 100 days. This is particular part of the recently installed President Guillermo Lasson's plan to revive the economy by battling the pandemic. The country has an adult population of about 12 million. All of our logistical efforts will be successful once we have vaccines, Lasso said, presenting the plan. It's urgent, and we depend on a provision of the vaccines abroad. Ecuador began its vaccination campaigns in January, but this has advanced slowly under the former president, Lenin Moreno's administration, due to logistical issues, allegations of nepotism, allegations of shots, and frequent changes of top health officials. So, folks, I'm going to let you, the article link will be down below, as always, the like, share, and subscribe that article link. But I want to say this in closing, and as I say a closing prayer here, folks, we are living in the last days, and I pray for each and every one of you folks listening to this podcast. We are living in the last days, and I'll repeat that one more time. We are in the last days. This COVID vaccine is going to either maim or kill millions and millions of hundreds of millions, maybe even up to a billion plus people, either kill, maim, and I say maim meaning cause you some type of problem where you're crippled the rest of your life. That's what I mean by maim. A lot of people didn't know what the maim actually is. And that's something to keep in mind. If you take the vaccine, I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. And again, you might be able to remove the graphene. I might post a video here sometime this week or next week. I got to work on something, a video or audio, covering the graphene oxide, how to get it out of your body. I think I might do something like that. Again, I bring this podcast to you as a service, as a public service information, and I just want you to know the truth. Because sometimes, folks, and we all believe in Christ, at least everybody listening to this podcast, and even if you don't, I welcome you as always, and I welcome you with open arms and love. Sometimes we as Christians have a tendency to be compartmentalized or just to ignore what is going on in the world. Ignore meaning you don't pay attention to what's going on. You don't want to see it. You don't want to deal with it. You just want to go to church, come home, go to church, come home, go to your work, go to church, come home, go to church, come home. Some people maybe that don't necessarily believe or don't have time for God or Jesus Christ. They go to work, come home, go to work, come home, drink a beer in between, give the wife $50. Wife goes shopping. She's happy. He's happy. He can sit home and drink beer, go to work, come home. Occasionally take the kids out to McDonald's once a month, and there you go. And that's life. That's not life, folks. It's not a good quality life. You have to understand that there's other things going on right now. You cannot turn a blind eye. Most people, and I mean pastors right now, I give you Franklin Graham. I'm seeing all kinds of pastors. He's the one that I used to follow, his father, Reverend Billy Graham. Franklin Graham, the son now, he's a famous pastor. I'm seeing him sell out, him take the shot, him encourage people to take the shot, which is very disheartening, because I really believed he was a godly man. And to see a godly man go and literally sacrificing himself by taking the shot and by giving into the world and by giving into Satan by taking the shot, knowing there's graphene oxide, knowing there's poison, by taking the shot, basically you've started the clock, is what you've done for the next 2 to 3 years. You started the clock to whereby you're either going to be maimed or dead. You started the time clock. And so that's just like suicide, folks. And that's what you have to understand. And I don't want to see anybody that's listening to this podcast. I don't want to see them in a hospital. I don't want to see them die. I want to be able to help you to do anything I possibly can to lead you to Jesus Christ. And again, I'm only simply the humble messenger here bringing you this podcast. And again, I've heard many, many times, many people on social media, Eric, you got to understand, I understand, you're a good man, you're a good Christian, blah, 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 but under this and under that, and Trump's going to save us, and all of this nonsense, folks, as I digress here for a second, all of this nonsense, and oh, under the Nuremberg, I read the Nuremberg Code, okay, I got it, I read it, I had a copy, I'll maybe have to do another podcast about that sometime, I had a copy of that, and I actually read the copy of the Nuremberg Code, and that has to do with human testing. And I said, it doesn't matter. These Satanist people, and let me just ask you a question for anybody with half a brain here, folks. Forgive me for being blunt. But anybody with half a brain, if you really think Satan obeys the law, I got a bridge to sell you somewhere out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Satan doesn't obey the law. He's not going to listen to Trump. He's not going to listen to the Nuremberg Code. Trump's not going to save anybody. The Nuremberg Code's not going to save anybody. The international organization, the World Health Organization, is not going to save anybody. This is depopulation. Satan is taking over and has taken over the world, folks, running the world, and he's trying to extinguish your life and mine through this shot. That's what you have to understand. It's just as simple as that. People overthink. And again, I'm on social media. I'm on different platforms. I'm on a platform called Float, FLOTE.com / Eric Erb Live. I'm on that among many aspects of social media. And again, you know, you get people there and just like MeWe.com and all these social media networks. And they try to debate and they want to have an intellectual conversation. And to be honest, my head hurts because we're just going to repeat the same thing over and over and over again. They have a difference of opinion, which is perfectly fine, folks. As a Christian, you have to do that. You have to let people say their piece. If they're wrong, I'll correct them and I'll say, no, this is what it says in the Bible. This isn't me talking. This is God talking. But you have to sometimes, I don't want to say sometimes, you have to stand your ground. But you can do it in love. And you can do it because you love your brothers and sisters in Christ. And you can do it because you don't want everybody to go to hell and burn in hell. If I can even save one person listening to this podcast, and I pray for you and I can save one person, I'll do it. If I have to stay up all day and all night, I'll do it because it's worth it to me. And that's what matters. And that's what really it comes down to. It's not about me. It's about we. And it's about how many people I can direct and humbly guide to Jesus Christ and to bring them to Lord God Almighty. That's what it's about. To bring people through know Jesus' salvation in order to God Almighty through Jesus Christ. And on that note, here's a simple prayer, folks. If you're not giving your life to Jesus and not invited him into yours, repeat after me, folks. I'll give you just a second to find a nice, quiet place there, just for 2 or 3 minutes, that's all. And I want you to say a prayer with me if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and not invited him into your heart. Say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin, death, and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn from my sins, my self-centeredness, every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as your Savior and Lord, as my Savior and Lord, excuse me. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and life, and help me to become a person who's truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, congratulations. That's the prayer of salvation. And I give you so much congratulations and welcome. And your next step, folks, of what you need to do is find a good, holy Bible. I prefer King James, but just find a good, holy Bible and start getting into the Bible and start reading it. I don't care. Start at Genesis and make your way to the end to Revelation. If you're OCD like me, I got to start in one place and work my way page by page, or else you want to just grab a spot in the Bible, wherever, it doesn't matter. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, wherever, it doesn't matter. Just get into a Bible and start reading the Bible, folks. That's your first step. Your second step is to, once you start getting into it, then you want to start telling other people about it, friends, family, neighbors, how this has changed your life, how your experience has changed your life. Jesus has changed your life. Jesus, the Holy Spirit is living in you, and Jesus has changed your life. That's the second step. And third step is you probably want to find a good Christian church that preaches the Trinity. The Trinity is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the best thing, being a good Christian church, preaching the good old-fashioned word of God. And that's it, folks. And then just go out and tell people. Read the Bible. Go out and tell a person. Tell a family friend. Tell a friend, a neighbor. Tell somebody. Tell anybody. And then go to church if you can find a good church. And that's it. It's real simple. People overthink. You got to do this and you got to do that. You got to build mountains and this and that. God is the only one that can move mountains, folks. But you have to understand, we can do nothing and we are nothing without Jesus Christ. And that's what you have to understand, folks. And again, I congratulate you. I'm Eric. I'm your host of End Time World News. Thank you so much for joining me. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you once again. This is Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. God bless you, and thanks again for tuning in, folks. See you next time. Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.